Okay, the fourth Mishnah of Perek Aleph, Baba Kama, goes on to explain. Chamisha tamin v'chamisha mo'adin. There are five types of tamin. A tam means a damage, something who causes damage, which isn't normal to happen. It's something that wasn't expected. V'chamisha mo'adin is something that is totally normal to happen. We'll go on to give the examples that things that happen all the time, and there is a difference between them. Habeima, the animal, ina mo'edet lo ligach, not to ram another animal, that's not normal if that happens. Lori gof is to push an animal. Lori shoch, to bite another animal. Lori botz is to lie down and destroy someone's fruit or something, or cause damage by lying down. Lori vot, not to kick another animal. Hashen, mu'edet le'echol et ha'ro'ila, a tooth is mu'ad, it's normal for it to, a tooth is something like, of course, a bull's tooth. It means eating someone else's property, someone else's fruit. That it is normal to happen. If my bull is walking and some apples there on the ground, then he is not going to hesitate to take a bite out of them. If my bull, we mentioned this before about a foot, if a bull was walking normally in Rishut HaRabim, in the place where everyone could walk, in the middle of the shuk, then of course it can walk over someone else's property or someone else's fruit or vegetables or whatever is there and destroy them. That is also something that's normal because the bull needs to walk. V'shor ha-mu'ad, right? Shor ha-mu'ad, we mentioned it before, that shor ha-mu'ad means a bull that rammed another bull three times already, which is, for him it became something normal already. It is not something unexpected because it's done it before. V'shor ha-mezik b'rshut ha-nizak, if my bull went into someone else's property and caused damage to that person's bull that was there, of course that is also chayav. The Gemara explains that this is according to Rabbi Tarfon that says that even if this bull of mine was tam, it did not happen before, it was the first or second time that it happened, but he went into someone else's property and caused damage there, then he is chayav nezek shalem, which is a regular tam, was only chayav chatzin nezek, but if he went into someone else's property and caused damage there, then he is chayav nezek shalem. Veha adam, and a person himself, if he caused damage, no matter whatever happens, there are special cases where she is not chayav, but normally Adam Mu'ad Le'olam has to pay for whatever he did. These are things that normal happen, and you have to pay the full price. Haze'ev is a wolf, v'ha'ari a lion, v'ha'dov a bear, v'ha'namir is some kind of cheetah or something, or bardalas is also a kind of a cheetah. Actually, namir might be a tiger, and the bardalas is a cheetah. All these animals are dangerous animals. V'ha'nachash, the snake too. Harielu Mu'adin, these are very dangerous animals, stay away from them, because it's normal for them to attack and to cause damage. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bezman Shehen Bnei Tarbut, Einan Mu'adin, V'Nachash Mu'ad Olam. Come, Rabbi Eliezer comes and says that, listen, of course, these animals are normally not, they can cause damage, but if they're Bnei Tarbut, if they were raised in a cultured place, in someone's house, and they've never seen another animal before, and they wouldn't attack because they're very friendly. Then they're not mu'ads, right? It's not normal for them to attack, except for the nachash, which whatever, no matter what happens, no matter whatever is raised, it is its nature is to attack and to hurt. What is the difference between tam and mu'ad? What is the difference between tam and mu'ad? Ela she'atam mishalem chatzin nezek migufo. The tam has to pay half of what the damage migufo, which means that if what happens. If the tam was worth $100 and the damage was, let's say, $150, so it has to pay $75 from, because $75 of half the price, and only from migufo, if it was, because it's worth $100, so it can pay from itself. But let's say the tam was worth only $50, so I don't have to pay more than what it was worth. So I'd only have to pay 50 out of the 75. V'amu'ad mishalem nezek shalem min ha'aliyah. The mu'ad, the animal that is mu'ad, it's normal for it to hurt someone, to ram someone, or to cause damage to someone else, has to pay nezek shalem min ha'aliyah. Even the best, we said, an aliyah is also from the best property, the best quality of land, and has to pay more than what it is worth, a full price, not like the town that only pays half of the price.